What many of us have been waiting, I think, for about, what, 17, 18 years now?
That's what it feels like.
It is the return of part two of season five.
Mm-hmm.
So confusing.
I know.
Of Yellowstone. We were starving for it. We were thirsting for it. And now I'm like, oh, it's coming back?
Yes.
I guess it's been so long. I seriously have to sit down and do a little binging so I can refresh my memory about what went down in season five.
Well, and here's the thing.
The first half of season five.
And Kevin Costner has said that he's not going to be part for season 5B, right?
Which part is two, they're calling it.
Right. But will he be in the very first episode that they show?
So the director of the season 5 premiere says, and I quote, his presence is integral. I think to say any more than that would be potentially compromising all the work that went into redacting the scripts. So that really doesn't say anything.
They have to write in a way to remove him. Yeah. And how they're going to do that is anyone's guess. And whether he will be in anything that's filmed in that first episode.
So here's my theory. And I, of course, am a DJ. So please consider the scripture.
I'm a DJ.
But I think it's almost mandatory that he has to have at least an appearance.
Yeah.
This is the star of the show. He is the patriarch of the family. Mm-hmm. Yes, there are many different sub-stories, but he's the guy. It would be like the West Wing coming back from a break and having Martin Sheen just not be there anymore.
Yeah.
So wait a second. And have no explanation as to except, oh, well, there was a terrible storm or he was assassinated, God forbid, or something of an explanation. And even that would be abrupt and unfair to the quote-unquote fans.
And I wonder, too, I mean, there's a couple of possibilities. Number one, that they did film some things with Kevin Costner, and they've kept that quiet for a reason. Otherwise, there's always extra stuff that is filmed that doesn't get used, and they could find a way to utilize that too.
I just hope that it's good.
Yeah.
Because they had a situation like that, and this was years ago now, but they had a situation like that in the second season of The Sopranos when the mother of The Sopranos, one of the stars of the show, passed away, and they had to use old footage, and it was pretty obvious that it was older, unused footage to replace and then eventually explain where she was.
Yeah.
But again, that was a while back. They've changed the technology now. I'm going to go ahead. My theory is still, I believe he's going to be a part of season two. I'm sorry, of part two of season five. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how so. Their quote is, John Dutton is still central, unquote. Whatever that means.
Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Right? Either way, we're watching on Sunday, and I have to binge to find out exactly where I left off. Something blew up, right? Somebody was sleeping with somebody else, and Jamie Dutton was still a mess. Is that pretty much essentially it?
It could be.
Okay.
What if, crazy theory, and I've never watched Yellowstone, but what if this character that he played suddenly had a face switch surgery, like on Face Off?
Sure.
Then he's still part of it, but suddenly now it's played by Rob Lowe.
Well, how about Nicolas Cage? I mean, why not? Let's bring back facelift.
We'll do it. Let's do it.
You know, we're going to replace Taylor Sheridan with John Woo.
Yeah.
And Travolta will be in there somewhere. That's certainly a very realistic scenario, Jessica. Thank you for that.
I think I'd bet $0 on that, but that's okay.
Is that not part of Yellowstone kind of lore?
No, I think what that is the very definition of jumping the shark.
Okay.
Remember that time when Kevin Costner turned into Nicolas Cage in a Face Off plot twist?
Nicolas Cage just shows up and there's just the role of John Dutton will now be played by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, that'd be even lamer. Just full on replacing Kevin Costner.
Like a soap opera?
Oh my gosh.
Well, we'll all know the answers come Sunday night as Yellowstone returns, which means, ladies, you'll get your rip fix back, which is what you're all worried about anyway.
That and a few others, yes.
833-287-1037. Let's see how well you can do against Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And win or lose, we'll definitely get you to see Kelsey Ballerini in March. 833-287-1037. Call right now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.